When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you, off and rolling on this Tuesday morning. Well, look, we all continue to marvel about Saquon Barkley and, by extension, the now 9-2 Eagles. The real buzz is in the air, obviously. And by the way, not just locally. I mean, nationally, it's like Saquon is the talk of America right now, and rightfully so. So we'll certainly, you know, continue to discuss him and his greatness and this remarkable season that he and they are putting together. That plus the Flyers last night, a shootout loss, but they get a point. Look, Sixers off again today, so off yesterday, off again today. We'll find out tomorrow if Joel plays. All right, a lot on the table. Saquon, obviously, primarily 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
Back in ancient Rome, they used porcupine quills for toothpicks. Porcupine quills.
Gotta be resourceful, John. Gotta be resourceful.
And Pliny, the author from way back then, claimed that toothpicks that were made from porcupine quills would harden the teeth, while vulture quills would sour the breath.
Well, that's no good. Was that the elder or the younger? There were two Pliny.
Probably the elder.
I think the elder was a little bit more famous. You know who's famous? Saquon Barkley. Ladies and gentlemen, by the way, Brandon Graham today. So let me say this. In about two hours, BG will be in studio. And obviously, we'll roll out the red carpet. Although, Seltzer, we don't really have a red carpet around here,
no,
right?
No, we don't.
But
no.
We'll do our best to make him feel appreciated and loved.
A metaphorical red carpet.
Metaphorically, that's ladies right. And gentlemen, we will we'll show Brandon Graham the love. And obviously, for the half hour he's in here, you'll be able to, you know, hop aboard the phone lines and show him the love as well. We'll find out what's going on.
Don't physically try to show him love.
I'm going
to
hug him, John.
Don't touch him.
No, I guarantee I hug him.
Try.
I can't not. I cannot not hug him today. I hugged him years ago when he got that sack and they won the Super Bowl. I hugged him. We were at, what was the supermarket we were at?
ShopRite?
Yes.
In Williamstown?
Yes. I gave him a hug that day. I stood up during the broadcast.
Yeah, he still talks about how much he hated that.
I'm like, Brandon, you just won the Super Bowl. I got to thank you. I got to give you a hug. So I'll give him another hug today. But look, that'll be a big deal. 7:40 today.
He's torn his tricep off. Like
he might not play again, so I got to hug him.
No, he tore his tricep off. He doesn't want you touching on him. Well, just leave him alone today. Like, maybe pat him on the back from afar.
I'll hug the other tricep.
Sort of.
All right.
Great job.
So here's the deal. So big show, obviously, with Brandon Graham, but also big show with Saquon being the talk of America. You know, John, I want to hear from you and everyone today at 215-592-9494. You know, just the thoughts as we open up the phone lines on the greatness of Saquon Barkley and what we are all buzzing about, because it has been a season for the ages here. And I just marvel. Look, before we go any further, I just want to play two pieces of audio. Just two. And then we're going to react to everything we've seen through 11 games of Saquon. The first goes back a couple weeks ago. You guys know it. I mean, it was, and I think still is, the play of the year. Let's just go back a couple weeks ago. Saquon.
Barkley behind Hurts. Motion to the near side of the field. This time it goes to Barkley up the middle, across the 40, 50, 45, 40, 35, 30, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown! Touchdown! Saquon Barkley, 70 yards.
Shot out of a cannon. He was shot out of a cannon.
All right, so we had these backwards. That obviously Sunday night 2 days ago. That was the first of the two touchdowns. And you can hear Merrill's enthusiasm, excitement, and you can just hear it. Now let's go back a couple weeks ago, because you could really tell from Mike the other day, and again, a few weeks back, Mike was like, what in the heck is this? This is Saquon. This is the play that perhaps first this season grabbed America's attention when he leaped over that dude.
Hurts in the gun. He backpedals. He's looking, still looking. He fires it out in the flat to Barkley, who beats one man, spins past another, leaps over a third, and comes down at the 30.
What was that? I've never seen that move, and I've been watching football all my life.
Well, he did that. He did that to show off to Shady McCoy.
He's never done this. No one's ever done this. He hurdles a guy backwards. How do you jump over a guy backwards?
He did.
It's so unbelievable.
What am I watching?
All right, so here's the deal. Everyone at 215-592-9494. You guys have seen it. We've all seen it. I ask you today to try to put into words what we are seeing from Saquon Barkley. The shock, the awe, the wonderment, the greatness. But also, to take it further to the MVP conversation, to the usage conversation, overusage, concern or not. John, the Saquon Barkley thing, I mean, I don't know if I have the words, but I'm going to ask today everyone to try to frame it. John, floor is yours. Talk to me. What are you thinking, Saquon?
The words are the three letters, MVP. It is a tall task for a running back to win this, but he deserves it. And it's crazy to say, because a back hasn't won the award since 2012.
Yeah, 12
seasons.
Adrian
Peterson. Saquon, he leads the league in nearly every major offensive statistic, and he's going to break Eric Dickerson's single-season record. I do believe that. He's got, 608 yards to get to 2,000 right now. It feels attainable, and the only thing that will limit him is our organization's desire to keep him healthy. But the point is, this MVP, he should be the MVP of the NFL, for he means that much to us, and he means that much to football. He means that much to backs. He means that much to offense. The emphasis that will now be placed on running the football with effectiveness and getting the backs involved in the passing game the way he's been. You know, Lamar Jackson has won the MVP twice. It feels like that's not going to happen again, even though he's, you know, they're good. Yeah. They're good. Josh Allen has not won the MVP before. He's kind of the real competition, because the Bills sit atop everything, and they just beat the Chiefs.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
But Saquon is resetting the mindset, and I think his stats, when you look at his stats now through 11 games and compare them to Adrian Peterson's back in 2012, right now you're looking, Adrian Peterson, 1,236 yards, Saquon, 1,392 yards. Receiving yards, he's beating Adrian Peterson 257 to 185. Touchdowns, Saquon, 12 touchdowns to Adrian Peterson, 7 touchdowns through 11 games. Adrian Peterson won the MVP that year.
Yep.
Saquon's way ahead. I feel good about that. The problem is, and it's not Saquon's fault, 12 touchdowns feels kind of flimsy for an MVP. Because when LaDainian Tomlinson won the MVP in 2006, how many touchdowns do you think LaDainian had, Joe?
Well, he was a machine. I will guess 25.
31.
That's unbelievable.
yeah.
And
yeah,
he got a lot receiving crazy. Also. And we also know Saquon, though, has been vultured by the Jalen Hurts tush push.
Well, that's the big thing.
He could
thing.
Easily have another 5 to 7.
That's the big
easily.
Thing.
Yeah.
He has not been depended upon to be the scorer, and that's a huge factor. The bottom line, people want to see an MVP that put his team across the goal line time after time after time. And then think about the fact, too, Jalen Hurts is going to pull votes within the same offense as Saquon, and his odds for MVP are the same as Pat Mahomes right now. So Saquon is the most impactful player on his offense and team in the year 2024. He plays running back. Lawrence Taylor was the most impactful player on his team.
86,
in
right?
1986.
Yeah, that's right.
I remember watching Lawrence. It was, he had 100 and he had 105 tackles on the season. He had 20 and a half sacks.
Well, you know what he was, John?
He became the second defensive player to win MVP. It was crazy.
He was the best player.
Unblockable.
He was the best player.
Well, that's what it
is. Period.
It was clear. He was the best player. He changed. Yeah. He changed every team's approach to playing the Giants, just like Saquon changes every team's approach to playing the Eagles, and he's going to change the approach to offense in the NFL, which yeah. I love because of the return to the run game. So anyway, Lawrence Taylor, back in 86, second defensive player to win it, going back to 1971.
Bob Lilly?
No.
Who was it?
You want to take another guess? 1971. He was
71 defense. Man, I don't know. Who the heck is it?
Alan Page.
Okay. Yeah.
Vikings. But Saquon's the most impactful player. And 600 yards to get 2,000
yeah.
with six games to play. He's going to be there. And the only thing holding him back is how healthy do they try
sure.
to keep him. But our running back... as MVP, has gotten better. His game has improved as an Eagle. If you put on tape from him playing as a Giant, I think his vision now is improved in the open field because he has more opportunities to be in the open field. When he was getting clobbered
right.
with the Giants, he was just in like save my life mode
yep.
all the time.
Yep.
He truly is blossoming as an athlete. And I know that sounds weird to say. He's never had this freedom. He's never had these just
extra. It's like a new lease on life. It truly is in every respect. So he is better than he's ever been. Truly better than he's ever been. And that's part of why he's the MVP,
too. Yeah, so look, there's so much to this, and we want to hear from you today at 215-592-9494. On this Thanksgiving week, it's obviously a thanks for Saquon show, an appreciation show to a large extent, but also there's next steps to it, like John's talking about with MVP and the usage thing. Let me just say this. I cannot believe what we're witnessing. It's like my mind, you know, when you think of outer space and there's things that like you just kind of can't grasp, that whole space-time continuum thing, like the human brain can't totally get there and understand it. I guess that's the best way I can describe what I'm feeling and what I'm thinking about Saquon Barkley. I can't understand how a player can play this great.
Because it's the perfect confluence of a guy who really appreciates the opportunity.
Well, that makes it extra special.
This line.
Yes.
In this city.
Yeah.
It's the whole package.
It's what he
to
went
begin
through.
With.
Yes, yes. What he went
the
through in New York.
The contrast from where he came from.
Right.
That adds to how much this means now.
And the fact that he's a good dude really helps. Because, you know, as a fan, it's easier to be a fan of a guy when he's a good dude. You know, like a Brandon Graham, he's going to be in here with us in an hour and a half. I mean, we love him. Saquon is obviously a good dude. It's so clear. And then when you throw in the way he's playing, let me put it this way. I can't conceive of a running back playing better. I can't. I can't get my mind to how could he possibly play better. Do I think he should be the MVP? Absolutely. Like, absolutely, I think. And look, all due respect to Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson and Patrick Mahomes, and they're great, but I just can't imagine that he's not been the best player and the most deserving player for MVP. Now, do I worry about the usage thing? Yes. Am I worrying about it less than I did 3 or 4 weeks ago? Yes, I'm worrying less. In part because he's still the freight train.
I mean, he looks faster in the second half.
Yeah, there's been no slowing down. He's gotten through 11 games. It might take a total of 20 or 21 to get to that game in mid-February. So my antenna is up on the usage, and we'll go through some of the numbers, where he's at and what he's tracking toward, because it is a lot of carries and touches and all that. But, I mean, he just looks amazing. All right, Saquon, the whole thing is on the table today.